Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. May I please speak with Tabin Chamtabone?
This is him.
Okay, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. First of all, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2? 3 to 10 years, 11 to 25, 26 to 40 years, or 41 and over?
This is my first year. I'm about a year and a month now.
Okay, and what is your primary branch of the trade? Mason helper or finisher, refractory bricklayer, tile or maple finisher, plasterer, cement mason, PCC, restoration, stone mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, tile setter, marble mason or bricklayer?
Marble.
Marble mason?
Yeah.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic or foreman?
Apprentice.
And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12, 13 to 20 weeks, or 21 or more?
0.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community? Yes or no?
That kind of depends.
Yeah, but in general, do you think that are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Or no?
I would just say no.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or on any of them? Yes or no?
No.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was found primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know?
Privately.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job, or something else?
Heat and cold, and then heat and cold, and then air quality.
Oh, air quality, okay. Dust and air quality. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
And changing the subject to the work beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The first one is radio, newspaper, cable news, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, and local TV news programming. Okay, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. Which is the first one? Radio, newspaper, cable news, friends and neighbors, the internet, or TV?
The most, I'd say...
The most likely to get your news.
News?
TV news?
Yeah.
Or cable news? Okay, local TV news is the first one. And the second one? Radio, newspaper, cable news, friends and neighbors, or the internet?
Radio.
And after that, newspaper, cable news, friends, or internet?
Newspaper.
Okay, this is the third one, and after that, I have cable news, friends and neighbors, or the internet?
Cable news.
And the last one, friends and neighbors, or the internet?
Internet.
Okay, and now, give me 1 second. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, healthcare, the environment, jobs and the economy, education, immigration, support for labor unions, or something else?
The economy. Health and economy.
Thank you. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Or
no? No.
And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Important.
Just somewhat or very important? Sorry.
I would like to think very important.
Very important. And now we're almost done with the survey, by the way. Thank you so much for your kindness to help us. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of Davis-Bacon Act?
Democratic Party.
And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The first one.
And do you support much more auto workers or someone more?
Auto.
And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Immigration? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Foreign affairs?
Somewhat approve.
The economy?
Very
strongly approve or somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Healthcare?
Strongly approve.
And support for labor unions?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or just somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I don't think I'll vote.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say fair.
Just fair. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say fair.
And how could the union best improve its representation and service? In a few words, what do you think? How could the union best improve its representation and services?
The way could they improve would be, I guess, listening to the people, you know, giving people what they want, at least the bigger party.
Okay. Anything else? Sorry, I was recording your answer.
No, that's pretty much all I got right there.
Okay. And now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? What is the most important thing the union should be working on right now?
They should be working on everybody in the organization, everybody that's that is within the organization, you know, looking out for those who are in.
Okay. Just give me one sec. Let me document your answer. And anything else, maybe? You can say anything at all.
No, that's all I got.
Okay, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, email, mail, union meetings, or job site?
Job site and text.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple times a year, or once a year, or never?
Couple times a year.
Okay. And now I would like to ask you the last few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
A Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race or ethnicity?
Asian.
Okay. And finally, for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Tavin.
Tavin, okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.